Leading the news this morning, there's been more violence in Athens after the Greek parliament approved those controversial austerity measures. Police fought running battles with protesters outside the parliament building. The savage spending cuts and tax increases will slash over $38 billion from the country's budget. The federal government and the Greens are close to striking a deal on a carbon tax. The ABC understands significant progress has been made, and a formal agreement is expected to be signed early next month. Burma's pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her party have been warned to stop all political activities. State media is reporting the military-backed government has told her party it's breaking the law by keeping its offices open, holding meetings and issuing statements. Ms. Suu Kyi was freed last November after 7 years under house arrest. An Australian man has been arrested in the Philippine city of Angeles after police raided a brothel he manages. About 100 sex workers have been rescued in a series of raids on the city's clubs. Police say Terence Smith will be charged with human trafficking. If convicted, he faces life in jail. And Samoa's parliament has approved a plan to switch time zones to the west side of the international dateline. The plan will bring the country's clocks closer to its major trading partners, Australia, New Zealand and countries in Asia. The decision reverses one made almost 120 years ago. The switch will happen later this year when Samoa will skip Friday, December the 30th and move straight to December the 31st.